Our scripture lessons for today come from Psalm 118. Also, I want to say just a quick word. Julius, our prayers are with you. Indeed. I've enjoyed getting to know Julius and getting to know more about his mother through him. What a faith she had. Psalm 118, hear the word of God for us today. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. With the Lord on my side, I do not fear. What can mortals do to me? The Lord is on my side to help me, and I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in mortals. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Our second word of the day comes from the Gospel of Luke. Chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethage, in Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it, just say this, the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, why are you untying the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of it. Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus upon it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road, and as he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, teacher, order your disciples to stop. And he said to them, I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. O holy God, we have come here to this place. We have come to hear from you, O God. We have come here to sing your praises, to shout Hosanna in the highest. We have come to shout, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. But like the crowds that day, we still don't understand what all of that means. we still put our faith in princes and rulers. But you say that even if we were silent, the stones would shout. Help us to hear what that means. Help us, O God, on the days when we would rather sit on the sidelines. On the days when we look at the person next to us with fear and skepticism. Help us, O God. In your mercy, help us to be points of light, reflections of you for this hurting and broken world. Help us, O God, to be brave, not because of our own power, but because of yours. Because of yours. For that is what we celebrate today and tomorrow and the next day and all this week in particular. We celebrate you, a God who is mighty indeed, but not mighty in the way we would expect or the way that we would want. But mighty in your gentleness, mighty in your graciousness, mighty in your mercy, not strong as in military might, but strong in spirit, which are entirely different. Shape us, O God. Mold us into the disciples that you have called us to be, not for our glory, but for yours. Help us, O God, to hear your word anew for us today. In your name we pray, in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we say, Amen. So crowds, I don't know what your thought is on crowds, but I'm not a big fan. I'm being honest. My son, Caleb, is 5. He's autistic, which means he has trouble with sensory things. He doesn't like crowds either. You can go to Todd Memorial and ask the choir there how he likes a crowd of 3 or 4. He clutches my legs like, Mama, you going in front of me, because if the bullet's coming, I don't want it to hit me. And I understand. I'm glad to take that place for him. I'm a mom. I don't know any mother who really loves their child that wouldn't be willing to stand in the way of danger. And that's how we often see crowds, right? I think of this scene and the crowd that day, and I think about how I don't like being in crowds. But there they were gathered for a parade of sorts. At least that's what it started out as. They're putting down their cloaks. I can imagine children, perhaps, in the group, singing and dancing because they're full of joy, happy to be outside. Passover's coming, which is the biggest celebration for those in the Jewish community. The week is a glorious week. It's a week of reading the Psalms and remembering God's saving grace for them. They would have read Psalm 118 at the start of their celebrations. If you've ever been to a Passover celebration, it starts off with the words of that psalm, which is why it's included today. His steadfast love endures forever is the chorus in that psalm. Did you hear it when we read it? When I read it out loud, His steadfast love endures forever is the chorus. So they would have started with celebrating with those words. But then there's a shift in the crowd. You don't notice it perhaps because we're used to hearing the story and we're so far removed from that day 2,000 years ago. But they say, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." And you say, "But preacher, that don't sound all that big a deal." I mean, that's what we say in church, right? Yeah, you're right. That's what we say in church. But what I want you to hear is that word King. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. And I want you to think about that on another road, apart from the one that Jesus is on, is a different person, Pontius Pilate. He's riding on top of a horse, not a donkey. Why? Because he comes with the power of Rome at his back. And it's no accident that he's coming for this particular week. He's coming to remind the folks, the good Jewish people, who's in charge. He's come to remind them that Rome is in charge. It's a display of power and pride and might. But here on this road, this different parade shows a different kind of power. Not one of might, not one of military style strength, but a man on a donkey. A donkey. A lowly creature. A donkey. And they say, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." That's a sign, a shout, rather, of protest. We don't hear it that way today because we're here in our safe churches. We have no Rome at our back. Not quite in the same way. We live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. So we don't know what that's like. Not in the same way that they did. So blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord was a protest. Now, not a riot. Riot is a whole different thing because I know some folks these days are real sensitive about that word protest. But let me take you back a little bit to the history of that word. We are Protestants, which in the word is protest. That is the root of the word. It ain't about looting and burning down the church or burning down the store in the community down here. What it's about is proclaiming something different than the status quo. That's what protest is about. It's about justice as God sees it. So here, their words are a word of protest and saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord," was an act that could get them nailed to a cross. That's why the Pharisees speak up and they say, "Teacher, tell your people to stop." The Pharisees know the law. They've cozied up to Rome. Maybe because they're trying to keep the peace. But we all know the Pharisees caused some trouble. Now don't hear me say what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that it was the fault of the Jewish people. I want you to hear that this was a humanity thing. We get into dangerous territory when we start talking about it as a Jewish problem. Those are dangerous words. So don't hear me say that. What I'm saying here is they're saying, you can't say those words, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, because if Rome finds out, you're going to die. Because those words are words that are treasonous. And from their perspective, even blasphemous against God. But what does Jesus say in return? That's where we really need to open our ears. Jesus says in return, and he don't say a lot in this story. I want you to pay attention to that. Other than his request for the donkey, he don't say much else. Except here at the very end of the story, or this particular chapter, he says, even if these were silent, the stones would shout. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know any rocks that can talk. Y'all know any rocks that can talk? They're like, mm-mm. Preacher's done gone crazy. So what does Jesus mean when he says this? I'll tell you. God's will be done. Even if we stay home in our comfort zones and where we think we are safe, God's will be done. Because he is God and he is sovereign. But you say, okay, well, then I can sit back on the couch, right? There ain't no reason for me to get involved in the parade. I don't need to be in the protest. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. What would Easter be without us praising his name? What would the world be without us praising his name? What would the world be without us taking God with us into Walmart? Some folks say, you know, I need me some Jesus to get into heaven. I say, I need me some Jesus to go to Walmart. Why? Because I need Jesus everywhere. We need him in the classroom, the cafeteria table, our desks at work. We need him out there on the road. We need him right here. Every day. And he's there every day. He is there. His will be done. With or without us. So my question to you today is, where are you? Are you in the crowd? Are you shouting? Sorry. Woo. Are you shouting, Hosanna? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Are you kind of standing back, not sure what to do, looking at your neighbor with that one eye, holding on to your pocketbook and your wallet, thinking you're going to hit somebody over the head with it if they come near you? That might be me. Just saying. Are you sitting back home on your couch where you're comfortable and safe and nobody can get to you? Are you there in the crowd on the sidelines praising his name? Where are you? Where are we? Where am I? That's the question for us today. But know this, no matter what, even if we are silent, the stones will shout. Because God is God, and His will be done. Let us not put our faith in princes and mere mortals. One of the things I learned about Julius's mother this week is that she put her faith in a God who she knew. Not because she had academic learning, but because she had the Holy Spirit. And she passed it on to her son. She was there in the crowd, shouting, Hosanna! She is there in the crowd now, shouting, Hosanna! So where are you? Where are we? Amen? I want to leave you with one word. Well, it's not just one word. But they're words by Mary Oliver. If you've never heard of her, I encourage you, pick her up. She's no longer with us in physical body, but she is with us in spirit. Listen to these words. On the outskirts of Jerusalem, the donkey waited, not especially brave or filled with understanding. He stood and he waited. How horses turned out into the meadow leap with delight. How doves released from their cages clatter away splashed with sunlight. But the donkey, tied to a tree as usual, he waited. Then he let himself be led away. Then he let the stranger mount. Never before had he seen such crowds, and I wonder if he had all imagined what was to happen. Still, he was what he had always been, small and obedient. And I hope that he finally felt brave. I hope finally, that he loved the man who rode so lightly upon him as he lifted one dusty hoof and stepped as he had to forward. Brothers and sisters in Christ, remember this day. Be brave and step forward and cry out and praise and joy the name of your King and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.